You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our first passage for this first week of Advent, this first Monday, comes from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, and I'll read the passage and then offer some comments on it. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So we start this this week. This week is mainly focused on the return of the Lord, on the second coming. And we begin with this passage in 1 Thessalonians. This letter is actually a very simple letter. It's a letter simply saying, the word of the Lord has come to you. Be faithful to the way of life. Here's the way of life. Walk in faith, hope, and love. And then here at the end, it takes up this question about the coming of the Lord. Clearly, there was some anxiety among them that what happens to those among us, believers who've fallen asleep, that is, who've died? Are they in some disadvantaged position in regard to us who are alive? And Paul is comforting them, saying, don't worry about those who've fallen asleep. Don't grieve for them as people do in this world, because they're in Christ. And in fact, for all of us, whether when Christ comes, we've died, or whether we're still alive, we will all be with him together. And so don't be troubled and discouraged about this. It's quite interesting, I think, that the Lord, that Paul speaks about the dead as those who've fallen asleep. We could read that and say he's just soft-pedaling death somehow. But I think there's something more going on. That in the Christian view, those who've died are not dead, finally gone, like we think of in this world, but they've fallen asleep, and the Lord will wake them. Consider or remember what Jesus says to his disciples in the Gospel of John when they get report that Lazarus is sick, and Jesus says to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I go to wake him from his sleep. Falling asleep here reveals that what's going on, what goes on in death, it's not denying the power of death and the end of life in this world, but in God's view, our falling asleep, our dying is like falling asleep. We will wake again, and we will wake to the resurrection. And so one main purpose of this passage is to comfort us when we face the death of those who are near to us, even those who are in the Lord. And in this season, when we've all experienced loss, many loved ones have died, this is a good word for us. But I think as well, it's also a word that says, we're waiting for the coming of the Lord, and whether we have died or whether we're alive, the key fact is whether we're in Christ. Are we really in Christ? If we are, we don't need to grieve, we don't need to worry. All of us, whether dead or alive at the Lord's coming, will be found in him, and that ought to be a great comfort to us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.